Those little blessings from God, known as computers, often run our lives rather than serving us as tools. And so in the last few months, I've had fun with my MacBook Air, as it said, your hard drive is 50% full. Your hard drive is 75% full. Your hard drive is 90% full. Your hard drive is full. At that point, the machine stopped working. It had no memory left. And so I struggled, working within the operating system, to shed the unnecessary things that had populated the hard drive. And of course, in the process, deleted all kinds of files that I actually needed. My memory was gone. I had lost it. And we find that this morning with our friends, the believing Jews who are with the Lord. These are folks with buy-in. These are people who have heard the Lord's teaching, who have been with him, and who are there kind of in an inside circle, though not in the inner circle. And they are confronted by the Lord regarding their status, and their memory becomes very poor. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. They say, we have never been slaves to anyone. That was not the point. We have never been slaves to anyone says more about the respondents than it does about what the Lord himself said. You will be free. We have never been slaves. When the Lord confronts the believing Jews, they respond defensively and they despond in a way that is utterly false. We are Abraham's seed. They make claim to their heritage, lay their present status on a history that in fact revolves around slavery. For more than 400 years, the seed of Abraham had been slaves, physical slaves in the land of Egypt. And yet, we have never been slaves of anyone. Jesus offers them the truth. They don't want it. We know the truth, but do we want it? The question before each of us today is really the question that Jesus laid before the believing Jews. Do you want to truly be free? Or do you prefer a certain kind of freedom, a freedom defined by yourself, a freedom defined by your own wants, a freedom enacted through your own will? Yes, the believing Jews knew the truth. Yes, we know the truth, but do we want that truth? For that truth involves the basic reality of recognizing in ourselves nothing but slavery, nothing but bondage, nothing but service unto ourselves and at the expense of our gracious Heavenly Father. We have chosen another God, and that God is me. We want the license, the permission to do what it is we desire. We want a life on our own terms, and if that is what the Lord offers, then we are willing to be free. But in fact, we remain utterly enslaved. For anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Anyone who sins in thought, word, and deed, by what is done, by what is left undone, is a slave to sin. And that is the truth. But the Lord offers freedom. And more than merely offering freedom, the Lord enacts freedom himself for those who are enslaved and cannot free themselves regarding that bondage to sin. Jesus blows up our self-deception, shows us who we really are, and then says, at your deepest identity, you are in fact my child. Yes, a sinner, but a redeemed sinner. By my blood, by my suffering, by my death, by my resurrection, by my ascension, you are free. Because if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Free indeed. Not with a momentary freedom enjoyed in the midst of our own wills and wants, but rather an eternal freedom purchased and won, not with gold or silver, but with Christ's holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. You are free. This, of course, is the theme of a Reformation Day. It is the theme of St. Paul in Romans chapter 3. It is the theme of Martin Luther as he recovered this biblical teaching. It is something we celebrate. It is something we recognize as pure gift from the hand of the Lord himself. Freedom in Christ by grace through faith. Free. And freed, as Luther also said, therefore, to serve our neighbor. For the Christian person is an absolutely free person, subject to none. And because of that, the Christian person is an absolutely bound person, subject to all. And within that paradox, we live out our lives as the free people of God, redeemed by Christ in order to serve as Christ to our neighbors. My hard drive is now at 20% capacity and running well. There's room to remember, but there's also reason to forget. Just as the Lord himself promises, the words of Jeremiah 31, verse 34, and no longer shall each one teach his neighbor, each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Your sins are forgiven. You are free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.